An infectious diseases specialist says the death of a Cambodian mother and her baby from bird flu are a timely reminder that the world mustn't forget about animal influenza. Earlier this month, a 5-year-old Cambodian girl also died from bird flu, and it's not just Cambodia that's at risk, as Liam Cochrane reports.
21-year-old Praxa Porn and her 11-month-old son were visiting relatives in Cambodia's southeast in January when it's believed they came into contact with sick poultry. They travelled back to their homes on the other side of the country and became sick, but at first bird flu was not suspected.
Our understanding is that the initial symptoms were basically fever, cough, breathlessness, so your classical respiratory infection.
That's Dr. Nima Askari, a public health specialist with the World Health Organization in Cambodia. He says only after Praxa Porn died on the 12th of February did doctors check her baby son for bird flu and found both mother and child had contracted H5N1, a strain of avian influenza. Dr. Subhash Mozaria is the UN Food and Agriculture Organization's regional manager of the Emergency Centre for Transboundary Animal Diseases, based in Bangkok.
This is not unusual. When we get outbreaks of disease, there are still very poor people who'd eat sick birds, sometimes not well cooked, and would likely be infected. And this is what's happened in this case.
Dr. Mazaria says any human infection is a concern, as it suggests a lack of awareness about handling sick birds. In fact, while the urgent threat of bird flu may have fallen off the global media agenda, several countries remain endemic, meaning the disease is entrenched and sporadic outbreaks are expected to continue. In Asia, the hotspots are Indonesia, Vietnam, Bangladesh and West Bengal. Dr. Subhash Mozaria says Japan has emerged as a new risk.
The virus is being actually spread by wild birds. So we now know that wild birds are infected with highly pathogenic avian influenza, H5N1 virus. And it then sheds the virus when they're migrating to Japan. And somehow the virus is then jumping into the poultry and cause these huge outbreaks.
Bird flu was initially controlled in Japan, and this re-emergence in a developed nation is a major concern to health workers. But Dr. Subhash Mozaria from the FAO says most transmissions of bird flu still occur through raising or trading in poultry, and he says that is where the resources should stay.
Moving away from that into the wild bird really is a red herring. I think we have to be aware that wild birds carry. We have to be aware of the necessity for biosecurity. But most of the infection and focus of control has to be in endemic countries, whether there's transmission from poultry to poultry.
Dr. Mozaria says it's important to maintain a watch for emerging diseases and to make sure existing ones don't re-emerge. Developing countries in Asia, with their dependence on agriculture, are particularly at risk, says Dr. Mozaria, citing the Nipah virus transmitted by bats in South Asia, rabid dogs in Bali and anthrax in Bangladesh as just a few examples.
Liam Cochrane with that report.